Good evening. Welcome to Mass. This is a very strange day. That's all that's taken place across the nation and in the heavens. You might be thinking, don't we celebrate the Annunciation in March normally? Indeed, we do. Except this year, the 25th of March fell on the Monday of Holy Week. And Holy Week takes precedence in the Church's liturgy, as does Easter, as does the octave. And so it's the first available day then, which is today, that the Church gathers to celebrate this great and beautiful feast. Just because we celebrate the Annunciation 2 weeks later does not mean that Christmas will be 2 weeks later at the end of the year. The past week and yesterday, especially in the Gospels, the appearance of the risen Lord Jesus to the disciples, to Mary, and to others begins with "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid." Jesus wants to reassure those who see him for the first time after the resurrection, after the death, that he is the Lord. It's that same greeting which God gives to Gabriel to take to Mary. Mary, do not be afraid. But he has greeted her first of all with the title "Full of Grace." From the first moment of her conception in the womb of St. Anne, Mary had been chosen by God from all eternity to be the mother of his only son. There was never any doubt that God had chosen a worthy vessel to bring forth his son into the world. Gabriel comes to this young girl of Nazareth and bestows on her the great title of "Full of Grace." The Lord is with you. From that moment, God has come down to earth in the womb of Mary. God is with Mary at that moment, and asking her now to carry his son and bring him forth into the world at the appointed time. There's a beautiful simplicity of Mary in the Annunciation. How can this be? I have no relations with a man. Yes, Joseph and I are betrothed to each other, but how can this be? And God again reassures our Blessed Mother. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, and your child will be holy, the Son of God. And Mary, we think, or we can read, says, okay. Okay. She doesn't ask why or how in detail or depth. She just wants to know how is this taking place. She's then told that Elizabeth, her aged cousin, is also now with child. She and Zechariah have been praying so long, and maybe they reached a point in their lives where they stopped praying because they were just too old. But God had another plan. And the Annunciation story ends where the visitation story immediately picks up and Mary leaves her house and goes to visit Elizabeth. And the beautiful greeting of Elizabeth, "Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord?" Note she doesn't say, "Hi Mary, how are you? How's things?" Elizabeth acknowledges God in the womb of Mary. That's why John the Baptist dances for joy in Elizabeth's womb, because he knows that he also is in the presence of his God, who is in the womb of Mary. Sometimes in our lives, prayer can be very difficult. We don't know what to say. We're confused, or we're challenged, or we're frustrated, or whatever it may be. I want to suggest, if you ever find yourself in that moment, you take the final words of Mary to Gabriel. "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done as you have said." In that, you and I place total faith and trust in God. Because God is going to ask things of us, like he asked of Mary. There will be times when we don't understand. We can't work out why this is happening. But God is asking something of us. God is wanting to show us his presence in our lives. He wants to take a certain situation that maybe we're struggling with and make it his own. But how do we respond to that? You know, have you ever been in prayer, either privately or in adoration, and felt that God is asking something of you, and you feel that you're being pulled one way or another? That's when you follow Mary's example and say, "Lord, be it done as you have said. I am just the handmaid of the Lord. I'm just your servant. I'm just your vessel. What is it that you need of me? What is it that you want of me? What is it that you desire of me?" And my friends, the answer for me, I hope for you too, is always found in the words of our Blessed Mother. She doesn't speak a lot, but when she does, she manifests what it is to have faith and trust in God. Remember what she said at Cana. Do what he tells you. How many times do I need to hear that in my ears, in my heart, in my life, of our Blessed Mother saying, "God has got you. God has you in the palm of his hand. Just do whatever he tells you, and I will be there for you. I will love you, and I will bring you to my son. And if you love him, and if you carry him, I will entrust him to you." So as we rejoice in this great feast of solemnity in the midst of the Easter season, let us follow and hear the example of our Blessed Mother. When we come before God, he looks at us lovingly, and then he will ask us to trust him. Let us pray that we will have that faith and that trust in God. He does know what he's doing. And so does Mary. That's why from the cross he entrusted her as our mother. Hail, full of grace.